This is Brock.
And this is Alicia.
And today we are here to review Fanboys, the oft-delayed movie, finally in 12 theaters near you, or not near you, across the country. And this movie stars Sam Huntington, Chris Marquette, Dan Folger, Jay Baruchel, Kristen Bell, and is directed by Kyle Newman. Well, I guess we should start off by just giving a quick plot synopsis of what the movie is about, in case you don't know.
Okay, very brief plot synopsis. Group of friends, have been friends, I guess, their entire lives. They are post-college.
Sounds like that.
It is October of 1998.
He didn't know.
I remember it, I just don't remember the year exactly. Anyway, they are, of course, anticipating the release of episode one and decide they're going to take a cross-country road trip to break into Skywalker Ranch to see an advanced copy.
A rough cut of the movie so their friend can see it, because he may not be alive when the movie comes out.
Because, of course, we all know the movie was just sitting around and ready to go 6 months.
It's before. A rough cut, but yes.
Whatever.
I don't think they even had a rough cut then, but what do I know? Perhaps I need to watch episode one, the beginning, on the DVD again. But that's the premise of the movie. It's a road trip movie with four friends who are lifelong Star Wars fans. And so that's the premise of the movie, which, frankly, I thought was an interesting premise for a movie. It's about time they did a movie about fanboys, but I think they treated the fanboy with respect.
I was just thinking the same thing. I think that oftentimes, when you're talking about fans in general, Star Wars fans, Star Trek fans also, that was an interesting element of the plot.
We don't or even Lord of the Rings away. Fans.
Yeah, anyone in general who is a fan of any certain franchise or empire, there are times that it could be approached with something less than respect, but I think that they did a good job of making them very well, you know, well, relatively well-rounded characters.
Well,
it wasn't
yes.
making fun of them. They just happened to be fanboys.
And they were extreme fanboys, though.
Well, yes, definitely.
And that's the difference, is they treated them with respect about being fanboys, mm-hmm. but it wasn't condescending.
Exactly.
And thank God for that.
I think a lot of Star Wars fans get a bad rap.
A lot of them do.
It's true.
It's absolutely true. But as we got to know the characters as the movie went on, I liked them more and more and more. And so when the ending comes, I really felt the ending made sense. It was really good. So let's not start at the ending. Let's start at the beginning. I had low hopes for the movie as it started, because they started off with, you know, a long time ago spoof, and then they had the opening crawl, and the jokes in the opening crawl, each and every one, were groaners, and obviously was trying to get us into the movie and what kind of movie it was going for, but I really think it worked against the movie. I don't think anyone laughed at any of those jokes in that crawl.
I don't think they did either.
At all, and they were just groaners. I think it was really fun they did the opening crawl, but why don't they just do the credits in the opening crawl and accomplish the exact same thing, have all the actors' names in an opening crawl.
So how about we talk about the performances? I liked the performances. I thought that they were good. They were fine. I think there are some stronger links and some weaker links throughout the cast.
Yeah.
I thought the obvious disparity of ages amongst the actual actors, who were all supposed to be the same age, was a little interesting in terms of casting choices.
Yes, but they were cast, obviously, for their passion as opposed to their
I guess.
Looks. Yeah, I agree. I believe they were friends, which is all you need to believe.
Yeah.
The issue with this movie that I have, and why it's not the world's greatest movie, is although it treats the fanboys with respect, it's kind of a run-of-the-mill story with a bunch of in-jokes.
I agree. I was thinking the same thing, actually. I was thinking that this could have been sort of an opportunity to reach out to people who were not necessarily Star Wars fans.
Yeah.
And maybe, I don't know exactly how they would have done it. That's a whole other
conversation. That's not what we're doing here. We're reviewing the movie they released. We're not rewriting the movie for them.
Exactly. But, I do feel like it was just one Star Wars joke after another, after another, after another. I think this definitely appeals to a very select audience. I think if you're already a big Star Wars fan,
yeah, you'll enjoy it.
I think you'll enjoy it. I think, you know, it's a lot of fun to see a lot of the references, and oh, isn't it so funny that his van makes noises like the Millennium Falcon?
And he has to punch the ceiling of it to make the lights go on.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you know, any Star Wars fan worth their spit probably would not put 1978, 1979 trading cards all over their van. They've ruined the value of them, but that's okay. When I say they treated the fanboys with respect, they did. But I also felt these were like the ultimate fanboys. Their lives are obsessed with Star Wars, and that's awesome. But, I mean, it was a character choice for these guys. Mm-hmm. They had that one guy who now has a job and has a real job and doesn't really take the Star Wars stuff all that seriously anymore. And he comes around to being part of the gang again, all that kind of regular plot. And so while I say they treat the fanboys with respect, they still are the quote-unquote stereotypical fanboys. Over the top, everything in their lives is Star Wars this, Star Wars that. And I'm not saying it's bad, but being a Star Wars fan, to me, it's part of my life, but it's not my entire life all of the time.
I see what you're saying. I think it was a relatively shallow treatment of what could have been a more interesting sort of exploration of the characters, or even the story.
Or even the fandom.
Exactly.
Because it's always fun when you have in real life, when something comes up that's a Star Wars reference, and make a reference to those who are in the know. And it's fun. But is it all the time?
That's just it. When it's sort of the nonstop Star Wars references for 2 hours in a row.
In a movie, then what else is there? And so what they put in there was really interesting. There's a cancer plot. I'm not sure you know this, but one of the reasons this movie was delayed was the producers saw this movie with the cancer stuff in there and said the cancer stuff's a real bummer, and they took it out, and they had the movie without the cancer plot at all. There's these four guys going across the country to get an episode one rough cut. Now I'm asking you, would this movie be anywhere as good without that cancer plot?
You know, I don't know. While I did just say I wish that it wasn't such a shallow movie, on the other hand, I don't think that giving one of the characters terminal cancer was necessarily the way to add some gravitas in there.
I think it did. Because for me, there was weight behind these guys going across the country. There's a reason for it. I mean, Ultimate Fandom is awesome. But what really comes down to is who your friends are and what you have in common. And so I just talked about before about I'm a Star Wars fan, but I'm not always a Star Wars fan. Mm-hmm. These guys on the surface are always a Star Wars fan, but underneath this story, at the end of the day, these guys did this for their friend so he could see the movie before he died because he may not be there in May of 1999. And to me, that's why this movie unexpectedly resonated, especially in the second half of the movie.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I think it's kind of a case of all or nothing. Either you can't really just mention, oh yeah, by the way, I'm dying of cancer. But let's ignore that and have hilarious escapades for 2 hours. And let's pretend like everything's fine.
Right.
But then, by the way, oh yeah, I am going to die of cancer. But, you know.
So that's my point. I think the cancer thing really did work for the movie. And I'm really glad they kept it in because I believe it gives a satisfying conclusion at the end.
I just wish it would have been treated in a different way, I guess. That's what I'm trying to say, is I don't necessarily mind the inclusion of that element of the plot. Mm-hmm. I just wish that there would have been something other than, oh yeah, gee, that sucks, he's dead. But let's go see the movie!
But what's interesting about the cancer subplot is, at certain parts of the movie, it comes back up. Mm-hmm. The cancer plays a part in the movie. So like anything in life, when you have a lot of fun, reality comes in. Mm-hmm. And I think by the end of the movie, these guys realize reality is reality, Star Wars is Star Wars. And although they have the one character who's all about reality and no Star Wars, and you have the other guys who are Star Wars, no real reality, as the movie goes on, they all learn about there's a balance. Is that 100% clear? No. I'm maybe helping the movie by saying that a little bit.
Maybe.
But it's there. And I think that's why this movie surprised me. As it went on, I actually got more into it because there was not nonstop crazy Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Wars, mm-hmm. Star Wars. There are some really funny parts with their arch nemesis, the Trekkers, and that's a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that element.
Completely nothing new there, but lots of fun how they actually just went out and did it. Had the Star Wars fans with the Star Trek fans. Of course, they got none of the rights for the copyrights of the Star Trek stuff. So all the symbols are off and the likenesses are there.
Not really in the right colors.
But they call them Star Trek fans and we go with it. And that's fun. And then they have a great cameo by Seth Rogen as the head of the Trekkers. But also, weirdly, he comes back as a pimp.
That was a very weird.
Why have the same actor do that?
I have no idea.
They didn't have the Star Trek symbols and the copyrights, but apparently they had permission to use the Star Wars sound effects.
Which I thought was kind of fun.
Which I thought really helped.
Yeah.
Especially when they had the Millennium Falcon stuff in the car, when they had the blast door stuff, when they had the laser blasts, which was fun. It really added a lot to the movie. Unfortunately, they had Star Wars type music instead of having Star Wars music.
Yeah.
And that was missing.
Yeah.
And when they get to Lucasfilm Ranch, and we're not giving anything away here, folks. You know they're going to Lucasfilm Ranch at the end of the movie.
Of course.
Clearly was not Lucasfilm Ranch. But it was really fun to see what they they put up as Lucasfilm Ranch.
That was pretty fun. I enjoyed that part of the movie once they actually got there. I think it was a good payoff.
It was a wonderful payoff, and that's a great place to have all those great Star Wars jokes. I really loved how they held the the original model of the Millennium Falcon hostage to get themselves out of predicament when it's clearly the Hasbro toy. It is not the real model, and it's really just fun when you know that kind of stuff, but you go with it. One thing in the movie that really bothered me, these guys are supposed to be the ultimate Star Wars fans, and they get quizzed by two or three different people in the movie who are in the know. These questions, these trivia questions, are so easy.
I agree. I think my 13-year-old nephew knows the answers to all of these quiz questions.
There was maybe one question that was challenging. Who was Luke's gunner at the Battle of Hoth? Everybody knows that. What was his call sign at the Battle of the Death Star? Oh, everybody knows that.
Who doesn't know that?
You know that.
I know that.
And what was also fun about this movie was the cameos. I think what's really fun about the movie is they have the cameos for us, the fans. And that's what we're talking about when we say this movie is really for the fanboys, the people
exactly.
who enjoy Star Wars. Because Billy Dee Williams shows up, Carrie Fisher shows up, Kevin Smith shows up, which was not really the same thing. And of course, William Shatner, which was really quite fun.
And of course, you can appreciate the fact that people like Kristen Bell in the first place are in the movie because she is a fan and I'm assuming somehow requested that she get on the movie.
I don't know exactly how she got involved. I do know that she is a fanboy herself in a sense and she rocked the bikini.
Kristen Bell in the gold bikini. That's all I have to say. Maybe that's worth the price of admission for some people. She looks great.
She looked great. Why put Kristen Bell in a brown wig?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
To make her look frumpy?
I don't really have any idea.
Was she
going
to be too hot as a blonde?
Yeah, I don't like blondes can't be Star Wars fans.
What the heck is that?
I don't know.
Did you notice in the slave outfit, though, besides the ponytail, she had little buns in her side of her head?
I did notice that. I thought that was kind of weird.
I thought that was kind of cute, actually. I thought that was kind of fun.
Eh.
So, is Fanboys a good movie?
I don't know. I think it depends who you ask. If you're asking me, I would say it's kind of a mediocre movie. It was enjoyable. I think there is absolutely no point in someone who is not a Star Wars fan watching it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. I think if you are a Star Wars fan, it's fun. It's a fun way to kill 2 hours. Obviously, you're probably going to have to rent it because it's only in about 4 theaters throughout the country.
I think they're dumping it in theaters now so they can put it on DVD in a couple mm-hmm. months. If this movie is not on DVD by June, I'd be surprised. But is it a good movie? It's not a bad movie.
It's not a bad movie.
And I honestly thought it was going to be, based on the commercials and the preview I saw, I really thought this movie was going to be bad and insulting. It was much better than what the advertising is doing for this movie.
Exactly. That's what I appreciated about the movie, that it wasn't making fun of
right.
Star Wars fans.
So as we always end now playing reviews, do you recommend Fanboys, Elisha?
I recommend Fanboys if you are already a fanboy. Or girl.
In general, I really cannot recommend this to people who are not Star Wars fans. So I'm going to give one of those split recommendations as you just did. If you're a Star Wars fan, yeah, I recommend it for you. You'll enjoy it. It's fun. If you're not a Star Wars fan, I just really don't see you enjoying this movie at all.
No, so and I don't drag your non-Star Wars friends to it because they won't enjoy it and they'll just be mad at you.
So thank you for joining us for Now Playing. If you like what you heard, please come over to www.nowplayingpodcast.com and download our other reviews. We're also coming to the end of our Friday the 13th retrospective series this week, and we hope you are downloading those and enjoying those as well. If you have any suggestions for movies you want to hear reviewed or recommendations of the kinds of movies you'd like to hear reviewed, please send us an email at show@nowplayingpodcast.com.
Thank you very much. This is Alicia.
This is Brock. Talk to you soon.
Now Playing is a production of Venganza Media Incorporated. All rights reserved.